Let's go to business. Ngā kōrero kai Pākehi and Nicholas Poynton is with us. Kia ora, Nicholas. What is the deal with the markets on a Monday?
Kia ora, Susie. Yes, looking at Wall Street over the weekend, it did end sharply lower. That was on the back of prospects for tighter fiscal policy due to tax increases and tighter monetary policy due to Fed tapering, prompting a big sell-off over the weekend. The Dow Jones fell 0.5%. The broader S&P 500 and the tech-heavy Nasdaq closed down nearly 1%. Our own local top 50 index starts the week at 13,235. That's after Friday's 155-point gain, up nearly 1.2%. That's the strongest one-day session we've had in a month, and the New Zealand dollar is trading at 70.4 US cents and 96.8 Australian.
And what's coming up in the main business bulletin?
Well, we have a housing story about some of the risks buyers are taking, just desperate buyers are taking to get into the market. Consumers and businesses are being cautioned not to bank on a strong bounce back immediately after restrictions ease. And the financial pressures off the COVID lockdowns is not necessarily translating into a big wave of receiverships or company failures.
Thank you very much, Nicholas Poynton there.